It is The Weeknd, Neil Atkinson with Lauren Black, with Beth Lindup and Philip Blundell, to look at The Weeknd's games and answer three questions. Well, they're going to answer the questions. I'm going to ask them, maybe bark them at one point, harangue them and see how we get on. So it's a show in three parts. So the first question, and it's a recurring theme of this show, now slightly rephrased, is this: would a combined Championship 11 stay up next season? The bottom three all lost at home this weekend, all shipped four goals, and none of them were playing a side that might finish top half. Brighton, the highest ranked, and they could well finish top half. I think they probably will. But the point being is, it's not as though they were playing peak Manchester City, Liverpool this season, and Arsenal back when they were flying. They were playing sides that, as I say, you're not expecting miracles from, but all lost at home, all shipped four goals. The gulf is enormous. I pulled stats bomb data, which I might come to. So, Lauren, would a combined Championship 11 stay up?
I think it's a difficult question, because if you look at the three bottom three teams at the minute, is there anyone in those sides who you look at and go, they're the best of a bad bunch, basically? I think probably if you're looking at Liam Delap up front, he's probably the best of a bad bunch.
So from the existence, or I quite like you flipping it this way, so the existing sides that are going to go down,
yeah,
ultimately Liam Delap could play for a side above 18th.
Yeah. That's probably the only one I'm looking at who is likely to leave a relegated team and stay in a Premier League side next season.
Okay, you probably, Tyler Dibling will go
Aaron
somewhere.
Aaron Ramsdale as well, I think, has got a Premier League club.
So we've got like three players for the lads who are going down that we feel we could cobble together something with. But I don't know if you want to start Tyler Dibling. He's a young prospect more than anything else.
Probably get a couple of the Leeds lads in, wouldn't you, if you go down to the Championship? But then it's hard, because Leeds were dreadful, weren't they, the last time that they were in the Premier League? So.
Well, the on this one, the thing I keep coming back to is Somerville has moved for a lot of money from Leeds to West Ham, and he wasn't getting his game. I think he's now got a little injury, but he wasn't getting his game for an extended period. Mm-hmm. And you're just a little bit like, that was a big sale, and it was a big move, and Somerville looked like he was all right, but he's not done enough to break into West Ham's side, and West Ham currently sit 16th.
Yeah, and he was a player who a few people were linking him to Liverpool, weren't they, quite tentatively, but he was the sort of player that, you know, wouldn't have been beyond the realms of possibility for Liverpool to be interested in. So, yeah, it is a weird one. You know, I think the gulf does just feel more enormous than ever. And, you know, you look at what Forest have done since they've come up, and they've essentially just bought and bought and bought. I don't know how many in total. Don't know what that number is. But
whatever the number is,
it'll
probably more than you think.
Yeah,